This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. New Mexico, Oregon, and Nevada have the highest rates in the nation for fatal injury due to legal intervention, meaning police-related killing. Their rates are twice the national average. A large study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association has found that nearly two-thirds of women undergoing IVF, in vitro fertilization, will have a child by the sixth attempt, suggesting that persistence may pay off, especially for women under 40. Virginia will no longer recognize concealed handgun permits from 25 other states beginning February 1st. In the wake of the Colorado shooting, support for legal abortion has gone up to 58% from 51%, the highest in 2 years. Hillary Clinton proposed doubling to $2 billion the funding for Alzheimer's research, given the debilitating nature and long-term cost of the disease. Others, including Newt Gingrich and Jeb Bush, agree with her that this is underfunded. A consumer price survey of 800 items found that products, including children's toys, priced for women and girls, were 7% higher than those priced for men and boys. The National Institutes of Health and the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke issued a $16 million 7-year grant as part of a long-term study of brain disease in former NFL and college football players, many of whom sustained multiple concussions on the field. Despite the implications that the research may have on football players in the NFL, no league money will be used to help pay for the grant. The NFL didn't like Boston University's participation. Microbead-Free Waters Act of 2015, which sailed through Congress with no gridlock or modification. The new law bans teeny beads of plastic that have been commonly added as abrasives to beauty and health products like exfoliating facial scrubs and toothpaste. Under the law, companies will have to stop using beads in their products by July 2017. A hacker broke into 130 email accounts and computers of Hollywood celebrities and was caught trying to sell scripts, unreleased albums, and sexually explicit tapes. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.